mind. So I've been seeing this thing online that I wanted to try out before we get into the podcast. So you take a deep breath and you hold your breath for more than 10 seconds. And if you complete it successfully without coughing or any discomfort, stiffness or tightness, it proves that there's no fibrosis in the lungs. So it's basically indicating that there's no infection. So,
okay.
All right, let's do it.
So, all right, say when.
Okay, ready? Three, two, don't make me laugh. One, go. I can't. I really can't. This is awful. Are you still doing it?
Yep.
Did you die?
Nope.
How are you talking?
Still holding.
It's been 10 seconds.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, we're done.
Oh my goodness. So, hi, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Of course. So just quickly introduce yourself, let the listeners know who you are.
Okay. Well, my name is Rob. I don't want to, do I need to get like real in depth into it, or first name fine?
Oh, like you should do this like you're attending a board.
Attending a board. I'm not going to go through a full bio. I don't have to go through a full bio for this, do I? They don't care anything about that. All they, yeah, like all report. Listeners care about is that there's somebody here to talk, and they either want to listen, they want to laugh, or any combination of both.
Nah, bro. They want the full bio.
Full bio? Am I good?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, what are you drinking tonight?
I currently, in my glass, I have some Proper 12 whiskey.
Whiskey.
Yeah, it's actually really good. So for anybody that hasn't tried it yet, if you like Jameson, you are definitely going to like Proper 12. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to be bold here for a second. You can all can judge me for it, but I'm going to go ahead and say that Proper 12 is actually better than Jameson.
Mm. You're going to have a fight on your hands.
Probably. It's all good, though, because people are going to go and they'll try it, and they'll taste. They'll do the Pepsi challenge for themselves.
Mmm. So, fortunately enough, when they warned the military that we needed to start taking these preventive measures, my first thought was I should probably hit up the classics.
Of course.
That's like a first.
I mean, that's a given.
Yeah. I didn't think like, oh, maybe I should go get some vitamins or toilet paper.
Like the rest of the populace? Everybody's collecting up all the toilet paper, like that's gonna keep them from getting sick?
Yeah. Apparently you like violently like shit yourself when
like projectile diarrhea?
Yeah.
That's graphic. Like,
oh my gosh. That's like going to Taco Bell for dinner.
Okay. Can we not talk about that? It's bad enough. Okay, I got it. Yep. Yeah, Taco Bell, dinner, after effects, aftershocks. Got it.
So they literally had this lady at the classics, and she was, like, handing out shots. Like, basically, like, hey, if you're going to be quarantined, you might as well be quarantined with, like, the best of the best.
Oh, that so. She deserves a raise and a promotion then for that.
Oh, yeah. That's, like, the perfect opportunity for people to, like, go and, like, actually sell their merchandise.
Yeah.
Because... yeah, you know, like, with people panicking right now, like, they would buy anything.
Of course. And then, you know, speaking of the Class 6 in particular, your logic is sound there, going to get alcohol. Because, I mean, it's alcohol, and you don't think hot toddies. When you have a cold or you're starting to get sick, you're getting all those symptoms, you know, runny nose, sore throat and all that. You make a hot toddy, and hot toddies help with making you feel better. So your logic is sound there. I immediately grabbed at least, well, let me count over here, 1, 2, 3, 4 bottles of whiskey. I'm good to go. I'm not getting that stuff.
What's a hot toddy?
You don't know what a hot toddy is?
Apparently not, and I also don't play solitaire, so take away solitaire. My card.
Solitaire? Only... Never mind. Now, a hot toddy... Okay, a hot toddy is... It's you can either use water by itself or a tea of some sort, and then you mix it with whiskey, the tea, or hot water, and you put some honey and lemon in it, and it has all those benefits of the honey, the lemon, and then... The whiskey content is actually supposed to kill off any illnesses and bad vibes floating around in your system.
So it's like vapor rub for like me and Sprite.
For Mexicans, yes.
Oh my gosh. So I'm supposed to be teleworking, right? And I don't know if it's socially acceptable to just start drinking at like 9 a.m.
At what time?
At like 9 a.m.
9 a.m. Here, let me. I'll tell you like this. So if you look at the world clock,
yeah,
9 a.m. on the other side of the planet, it's like well past 5. So you're good.
So I know for me, like, I feel like I'm doing my part to make people laugh during this whole social distancing thing. So I've been posting like a lot of memes.
You are quite entertaining. I'll give you that.
Yeah. So I'm just thinking like now, you know, people are at home now and they have like their devices. So now, you know, for sure, if they don't want to talk to you, they ain't talking to you because they don't want to talk to you.
Oh, you couldn't be any more correct than that. Right? You could not be any more correct. Because now nobody can say, oh, I was busy, I was at work, I'm out in the field, I'm out of range, I'm doing this detail, or I'm doing whatever else. Nope. Mm-mm. You know, you are sitting at home on the couch, probably not even having your laptop open, probably watching some sort of TV show, Netflix or something, or, you know, playing Call of Duty or whatever else. There's no excuse.
Yeah. I've been catching up on Love is Blind.
The what?
Love is Blind.
Never heard of it.
It's where they like put these like people in a pod and then they have to actually talk to each other versus judging people off of their looks and going off of that before they talk to them. So it's like these people don't get to see who they're talking to, and then they get to decide whether or not they want to marry this person. So
no visual reference. They don't get to see each other. All they have is just based off voice and conversation alone.
Yeah.
Kind of like what you and I are doing right now.
Oh, God. I mean, exactly. Exactly like this right now.
Okay. All right. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I didn't put anything down, but okay.
Touche.
Oh, my gosh. How has this whole quarantine thing affected you?
Well, for me in particular, it hasn't affected me in any kind of way yet. I actually have not been put on quarantine, self-quarantine, or any other version of it. So I'm still waiting further guidance and orders coming down from chain of command, but it may or may not happen. But right now I still have to go to work as normal.
And what do you do?
I currently am a first sergeant of a basic training company out here at good old Fort Leonard Wood.
Damn, that's crazy.
It's all right. It's a pretty decent gig. It has its frustrating moments, just like anything else does. That kind of, for me in particular, I just so happened to do my time on the trail out here, and then I ended up back here to be a first sergeant. So I knew the area. I knew what I was getting into when I got assigned here. So I kind of, you know, it makes it a little easier for me to be able to understand things that are going on and how to make things a little better or all around for, you know, my company and the drill sergeants that I have currently. So it's not too bad.
So I was thinking, like, as an adult, I probably should have been a little bit more experienced with what to do in a survival situation, but I'm actually pretty disappointed in myself.
Well, I wouldn't really consider this a survival situation right now. You know, what we really have is unnecessary and extremely overreacting panic. Clearly, because people are, you know, buying out toilet paper like it's the only thing that's going to keep them alive.
Right. I went on Amazon, I think it was yesterday and today, trying to find toilet paper, and they're literally out of stock. And
Is out of stock?
No, I'm so serious. They are out of stock. Like, for my area, they won't deliver. So, well, I was kind of starting to freak out because I thought I had enough, but then, you know, my best friend brought her little ones into the mix, and then of course, you know, kids poop a lot. But for me, I know for me, I was trying to avoid, you know, eating foods that make me poop. I was terrified of running out of toilet paper because, like, I've been watching, you know, obviously, you know, people fighting over toilet paper, and this old lady slapped this other lady over.
Oh, I saw that video.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to get slapped at a store. This old lady would catch these hands, and then I'd end up in jail or something.
Old lady would catch these hands. So what you're telling me is them hands are rated E for everyone?
Yeah, exactly. All right, then. They're all right. Equal opportunity.
Alright, I gotta watch out for you then. I'll be quiet. But when you leave, I'll be talking again.
Oh my gosh. But, so, oh my gosh. Well, for someone that's terrified of running out of toilet paper, I almost went vegan again. And soy for me.
Oh no, 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 no,
just,
no.
Just
no.
Something to my stomach. And, okay, so the only reason why I was even considering it is because there's literally no poultry in any of the shelves. There's nothing.
Okay, so I went, let's see. So when all this stuff started kicking off, we are just going into our final FTX for the cycle, which is, you know, according to basic training, is called the Forge. So it's the final, the culminating event, if you will. So I spent a whole week out in the field, wasn't able to really go, not a whole week, like 3.5 days, but there was other stuff that went on. So I finally got to go get groceries, and like everything here is gone. Like out, completely gone. And I saw the same thing, poultry, gone. I had to settle with one package of skirt steak and a package of like pre-sealed delivered salmon. Like everything else was gone, empty. It was like, you know, like Walking Dead scenario.
Yeah, that is so crazy. And I was just thinking, like, for someone that's trying to save money, like, I've had to like order in order to be able to eat, which sucks.
So you've been like, the DoorDash people kind of know you by name now.
Yeah, the dude comes up. He's like, hey, Larry, what's up? He's like, another one, huh? Like, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what kills me about this, though, because we're talking about it. So the poultry's gone. The canned goods are gone. The frozen goods are gone. So people are buying up all these things. But what trips me out the most is the produce, fruits, vegetables, all that completely stocked up full. The aisle that has all the cold and flu medicine, has all the immunity support supplements, you know, the vitamin C, the airborne, the emergency, all those things are completely filled up, but people are buying out everything else. It's mind blowing. Like, it's like people don't even understand the way the immune system or the body actually works.
You know, that's crazy because it's actually the complete opposite here. So obviously there's like, you know, some produce where they have maybe like coriander. They have, cilantro, all the tortillas are still there. What else? They have celery and carrots and some like lettuce still there. all the canned goods are still there.
But that's so weird.
I feel like everybody just was like, oh my gosh, I have to get milk. Oh my gosh, I have to get eggs and cheese and poultry and toilet paper. And they just went crazy getting all this stuff. And I'm just like thinking to myself, like, bruh, like, do you know what lasts longer? These cans over here are going to last a little longer
stuff. Yeah, or you get the fresh produce and you just put it in the freezer in freezer bags, and then as you need it, you thaw a little bit out at a time so it doesn't go bad.
Yeah. So, I mean, who knows how long this whole shindig is going to last.
Oh, God, I know.
So, I mean, it's just be smart about what you're doing. And then the one thing that I know that people were talking about is being safe. Like, being safe from people... now doing things for money, you know, like people are like in this whole survival mode to where, you know, they need to pay their rent. They need to be able to eat. They need to be able to have, you know, money for stuff. So, this lady was, I guess, walking to her car and there was like someone following her to her car to steal her groceries.
Oh, hell.
I'm just thinking to myself, like, are we literally at this point right now?
Are you trying to get shot? Because that's how you get shot.
And it's just like, do I need to, like, okay, so I personally don't own a gun. I know you do, right?
You could say that.
I know for me, like, I don't, and I was literally considering it today. Because that's how ridiculous people are getting right now.
I believe it. So, one of my drill sergeants was telling me, so his family is actually down in El Paso right now. And his wife had called him up this morning. And she was telling him the story about, like, there's people in El Paso right now that are going around. And they're, like, assaulting other people to, like, try and steal their groceries and all their stuff from them, like, in parking lots. It's ridiculous.
That is so crazy. What amazes me right now is the level of greediness that people are willing to go. And it's just, it's insane. But I've seen pictures lately where they've been posting pictures of, you know, like the rivers and like one in like Italy where like you can actually see the fish now. And it just comes to like show how much of an impact we have had on the world. And that when we're not actually out there, when we're not actually like creating chaos, how much beauty there could be.
I have to say, In light of like everything that's going on with all the madness, all the craziness going on right now, like, you actually like completely just made an extremely valuable point that a lot of people right now like probably wouldn't even consider just because of everything that's going on.
Not only that, but someone was talking to me today about the fact that, you know, their orders were deleted, or not deleted, but postponed.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, obviously, for military, we're restricted to local leave. A lot of people who had plans to be able to go to, like, XYZ are now stuck at home. And then, obviously, you know, everything is being closed down. So, I was just thinking, like, what a beautiful opportunity this is to create intimacy with your loved ones in your own home. And to be able to create, you know, memories that you probably wouldn't have created because you're so busy with the outside things. To where now your primary focus is with your loved ones there in your home. And how you could use this as an opportunity, you know, to talk to your spouse and, like, get to know them a little bit more as to, like, what do they do on a daily basis? So, like, let's say you work and your spouse stays at home all day, you know, so, like, being able to understand her world or his world you know, and then just helping them out and, you know, creating some value out of this situation instead of complaining that, oh, I want to be able to go outside. Oh, I want to be able to do this. Be present, like, in the moment. Be yes. present with where you're at with those that you are around. Like, yes, technology is good, but maybe utilize this opportunity to, instead of creating more chaos, put your phones away or, you know, put that stuff away and actually create memories, you know, and
make play the best
board
of it.
Games. Yeah, and it's like play yeah. board games with your kids or, like, actually play with your kids.
Right, because, you know, so a lot of people so used to being, you know, one or both parents being at work all day. So then, you know, they're gone all day, kids are at school or they're at daycare depending on the age group, and also depending on what time parents get home and they are able to pick up the kids from daycare or school, you're limited to only, you know, a couple hours, few hours for any sort of, you know, quality time that you may or may not be able to have. And then you're going through the nightly routine of food, showers, getting ready for the next day, and then bedtime. So now, like, people are, you know, being quarantined, they're getting sent to stay home. So they have all this opportunity right in front of them to be able to make up for some of that lost time and actually have some real, the ability to be able to enhance, you know, the bonds and the relationships they have with their families at this point.
Yeah, it's, I honestly feel like, even though it's a really difficult situation, even though it's pretty sad situation, it's also kind of a blessing in disguise.
If, oh, I agree.
It's all the way of, like, how you look at it. So you can look at this situation as, like, oh, it's like the worst thing that could ever happen. And I know for me, I personally make light of the situation, like, with my memes. It's not that I don't take it seriously. I just think that you have to laugh at things.
Absolutely.
You have to create some kind of humor and laugh at yourself and be able to laugh at the situation. But still, at the same time, you know, be cognizant of the fact that, you know, this is still something serious.
Yeah.
You know, and I think for me, like, what I was putting out yesterday during one of our group calls was, you know, take care of your elderly. You know, they're out there, you know, struggling as well. Uh-huh. And, you know, obviously, you know, people that are getting laid off or, you know, like, single moms out there that are very low income and that they need help. Like, the one thing that would truly bring everyone together right now is to really care about your neighbor.
Uh-huh.
You know, stop putting so much focus on the entire world and put focus on the people that you can affect, which is the people around you.
It's so a very, very good point.
Yeah, and it's like, if you live in, like, an apartment complex, you know, like, maybe just ask. Like, I think, like, we talked the other day where there was this this kid, and oh my god.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I remember this story.
It makes me so, like, just, wow. This kid is getting raised right. So it was, I think, last Friday, we got, like, there was, like, a ring at the door, and we got, like, this note, and the note was just, like, this beautiful message to us about how amazing we were. And so I guess the kid came back around and he wanted to make sure that we got the note. And so I entered the door this time and we had this, like, amazing conversation. And I asked him, like, is this, like, a school project or why are you doing this? And he was like, well, he's like, I went to sleep last night thinking, like, there's just so much so many people upset with each other and there's so much chaos going on in the world right now and everyone's mad at each other and it just made me really sad and I wanted to wake up early and I didn't care about waking up early, but I wanted to wake up and I wanted to start writing these notes to remind people how amazing they are. And it just, it made my heart just so happy that just at such a young age, this yes. kid just understood that. And he just wanted to bring some sort of just happiness to what is right now a very chaotic, panicked world. And it right. just... Oh, it just it made me so happy.
There are a lot of kids in the world, and you know, it actually kind of saddens me to say it because it's not the first time I've had to say this in a conversation. But you know, it's a very, you know, it's the harsh reality that a lot of people either don't acknowledge or they just are so caught up in their own thought process that they don't, you know, even care to. But their kids are so much more open, and like kids see so many things that we don't, or they pay attention to everything. And so kids take everything in, and they're watching, they're observing. They pay more attention to adults, their parents, and their surrounding people than like most normal adults do in an everyday setting. So for, you know, for kids to be able to actually have these thoughts and want to do something better, and that, I mean, I would think that, you know, it should be an eye opener for a lot of people in a situation like this.
Yeah. And then that just goes back to how you're acting as the adult in this situation, especially at the home, you yeah. know, and, you know, setting the example. So I know not a lot of people have gone through this situation before, but I mean, you're going through it now. So it's like, be cognizant of how you're acting in this moment.
Especially if you have kids, because they're watching.
Oh, yeah. So, I think this is really great. I think we should keep you on.
Really?
Yeah. I think we should most definitely keep you on as regular co-host.
Oh, you just let me know when. I'm down. You say the word, I'm here. I'm on.
Down like a flat tire. What's up?
I got run flats. I'm good.
All right. Well, with that, just stay safe. Make sure that you're actually getting your information from, you know,
credible resources,
yes, and that, you know, you're making sure that you're being safe, that you're washing your hands, that you're doing the things that you're supposed to be doing, and then make sure that you're actually taking care of each other.
Yeah.
Because this is a beautiful blessing in disguise, you know, and I hate to say that, but it really is. And I know for me, like, I'm a Christian, and I don't deny that. I don't hide it. My church is actually, you know, doing these like beautiful messages every day, and they're creating value out of this situation. So what value are you creating out of this situation? So just be aware of that. Be aware of what you're doing and what you're creating. And if you're not creating value, don't add to the madness. So
I completely agree.
With that, we'll end on this note. I hope you guys take care, and we will see you guys next week.
Absolutely.
Believe in yourself. Trust yourself. Take responsibility. You have everything you need within you. I will see you all next week. Make sure to subscribe and follow me on Instagram. I am Anna Valencia, and this is the Possibilitarian Podcast.